Leftist Leaders of Scotland, Wales, Labour Star Mireles Bojo's Downfall. By Kurt Zindelka on July 7, 2022. The leftist leaders of the local governments in Scotland and Wales, alongside Sir Keir Starmer, the leader of the opposition Labour Party, hailed the resignation of Boris Johnson as Prime Minister of the United Kingdom. The chaos surrounding the future of the governing Conservative Party, which has been in power for over a decade, following the news that Boris Johnson will resign, has been met with glee from the leading forces of the left in Britain. Scottish First Minister Nicola Sturgeon, the head of the devolved government in Holyrood, wrote on social media, "Boris Johnson was always manifestly unfit to be PM and the Tories should never have elected him leader or sustained him in office for as long as they have. But the problems run much deeper than one individual. The Westminster system is broken." Sturgeon, the leader of the leftist separatist Scottish Nationalist Party, SNP, is once again trying to launch a referendum to remove Scotland from the United Kingdom, despite losing the supposedly once-in-a-generation vote in 2014. As such, it is unsurprising that she took the opportunity of Johnson's downfall to push her agenda. Independence only happens if a majority living in Scotland choose it, but there is no doubt it offers the real and permanent alternative to Westminster, and the opportunity to fulfill our potential at home and play our part as a good global citizen. It's time for that choice. Wales First Minister Mark Drakeford also chimed in, writing Thursday morning, "All four nations need a stable UK government and I am therefore pleased to see the Prime Minister has now done the right thing and agreed to resign." Sir Keir Starmer, the leader of the left-wing Labour Party in Westminster, said that Johnson's resignation should have happened long ago. "He was always unfit for office. He has been responsible for lies, scandal and fraud on an industrial scale. And all those who have been complicit should be utterly ashamed." It remains to be seen if Starmer will be long for leadership himself. However, after promising to resign if the Durham Constabulary issue a fixed penalty fine for allegedly breaching the lockdown restrictions, he supported and later chastised Boris Johnson for breaching in Downing Street. Nevertheless, Starmer reiterated his call for a general election, saying, "Enough is enough. We don't need to change the Tory at the top, we need a proper change of government. We need a fresh start for Britain." Boris Johnson's successor as London mayor, far-left Labour Party politician Sadiq Khan, seconded the call for a general election, writing that the Tories are incapable of governing in the national interest and fixing the huge challenges we face. "The only way our country will be able to get the fresh start it deserves is for the next Prime Minister to call an immediate general election so we can get rid of this appalling Tory government." Touring his ire on Johnson, Khan added, "Boris Johnson has presided over a government defined by lies, sleaze, an utter lack of integrity, unlawful behavior, incompetence, and a damaging culture of impunity in public office. At every turn, his government has sought to stoke division, play communities off against one another, and level down our capital city for political gain." For now, the Conservative Party seems intent on holding a leadership contest to replace Johnson without a general election. However, any replacement will likely be cast by the opposition parties as illegitimate without a vote from the public to provide a governing mandate. The same happened to Labour's Gordon Brown after he attempted to govern without a fresh election after the Tony Blair era, when his legitimacy was constantly questioned. The jubilation at Johnson's departure was not confined to the British Isle. However, with Brexit arch-nemesis, former Belgian Prime Minister and the EU's Brexit coordinator, Guy Verhofstadt, taking the opportunity to push his globalist agenda and attempt to cast Johnson's failings as a repudiation of populism, despite Boris governing as a liberal in most aspects during his time in office. Boris Johnson's reign ends in disgrace, just like his friend Donald Trump. The end of an era of transatlantic populism? Let's hope so. EU-UK relations suffered hugely with Johnson's choice of Brexit. Things can only get better. The Eurocrat wrote. Follow Kurt Zindelka on Twitter here at Kurt Zindelka.